Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of SJS here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Happy Thursday, everybody. Great to have you with us as we roll through the afternoon together. Love to hear from you at 800-795-9565. A little bit later, we'll talk with Rich Scarcella of the Reading Eagle. Thursdays, as always, brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484, or you can go online to REWfinancial.com. Interesting times, sometimes a little too interesting. You need to put your money in spots that it'll grow for you, be stable for you, and you have to also work with somebody you trust. Rick Weibel is somebody I implicitly trust. And good afternoon to Lee as well. Great to have you with us. Kevin Herr on board, going through and worried about whether or not to burn the Polamalu jersey.
Well, I'm not going to burn the Polamalu. I paid too much for it. It's the only white Steeler jersey I have. There's no way I'm burning that thing.
How much did you pay for that?
Well, I got it on sale. It was like $45.
Wow.
It's a replica. It's not authentic.
Oh, okay. It's a knockoff.
Well, all right. Okay. You know, here's the real reason I bought it.
From overseas.
No. Remember who had the NFL jersey uniform contract before Nike?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when I bought it.
Reebok.
Right. That's when I bought it.
Well,
at the end of the Reebok contract where they were clearing them all out.
Fabulous. All right. Well. Big game coming up Saturday. It's going to be cold on Saturday. Going to start out, I think game time temperature is going to be like 35 or 36 degrees or something like that.
You'll need to pull out the Penn State parka.
Ah, already pulled it out. Been wearing it at practice. It's all good. Looking forward to that. We're going to continue our conversation on the old system versus the new system. In the old system, you can count on having your guys there. New system, it's like, hey, I'm done. Good luck to all of you. Thanks for coming out to the games. All right, we'll talk about that. Also, Rich Scarcella from the Reading Eagle, as I mentioned at the top, is going to be with us as well. Talk a little basketball, a little football, all that and more. Jersey Shore moves on. How about that?
Jersey Shore moves on. They'll play Clearfield, and tomorrow night it'll be Danville hosting Troy for the AA District 4 Championship.
Yes, and as for Clearfield, Jersey Shore has their hands incredibly full.
You bet they do.
Very, very, very full. Tim Giannaco does a great job. So, that's all coming up. A lot going on. Penn State Longwood on Sunday. I was over at Channel 3 yesterday morning. You know, ran off the box score, the whole thing, did some Penn State work. Then all of a sudden, Bill Amin walks up to me and goes, "Who ran off Longwood basketball?" I said, "Who do you think?"
When was the last time that happened?
First time for everything.
That's right.
And that'll be Sunday at 1 o'clock in the Jordan Center. Of course, football coming up Saturday at 3:30. So, a lot to talk about today. But before we get to that, we need to hear from Bo Pelini. One way to do that, that's Inside Penn State Athletics, courtesy of Learfield Sports.
Sunbury Motors is having the biggest Ford sale in the nation. Choose from over 400 new Fords with savings up to $10,300. And financing available for as low as 0% for up to 72 months. Pick from over 125 new F-150s. On sale as low as $19,979.
Prices haven't been this low since the turn of the century.
There's 35 of the fuel-efficient 2014 Ford Focuses. And SMC has them on sale for $14,490. Sunbury Motors has the largest selection of new Ford Escapes in a 13-county radius. Pick from 65 Escapes as low as $20,980. There's 33 of the award-winning 2014 Ford Fusions, and they're slashed to historic levels, starting at just $19,980. Find out why more people are traveling from as far away as New York, New Jersey, and Maryland to get the lowest prices on the largest selection of new Fords. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly serving the Northeastern United States for almost a century.
luxury.
REW Financial believes in the value of total commitment. We are a working family who strives to prove strength of character by staying independent and core focused. REW has a commitment to the community and the financial needs of our clients. Let us design your portfolio or retirement strategy. REW Financial Lewisburg, the power of freedom. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. REW Financial is a DBA of REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, and neither are affiliated with United Planners Financial Services.
Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel, REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 609-9484. That's 1-800-609-9484. Go online to REWfinancial.com. We get to this time in our history. Probably taking care of the old money matters might be more important than ever. Well, Rick is the man when it comes to that, and I say that with complete and absolute confidence. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, it's 11 to 15 Hummel's Wharf. Kevin, welcome.
How are you, sir? Great to chat with you yet again. We talked earlier about that the two games involving AA and AAA. We didn't talk about the single A game, Southern Columbia and Old Forge, that'll be played at Kent Memorial Stadium tomorrow night in Shamokin. Southern at 12-0, Old Forge at 11-1. And they just handed Dunmore a big loss a couple of weeks ago at Dunmore at home, 27-7. And Dunmore was 11-0 coming into that game.
Fabulous. All right. it'll be a big game, I'm sure.
That's why I played Glory Days, because these are those days that you just...
It's going to be cold.
High school football. Yeah, boy, that's for sure.
Going to be cold. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, I'm bringing out the parka.
You are.
Well, you said you already had the Penn State parka out for all of the practices and stuff. I'm going to have to bring out the parka for the first time this year.
It was windy out there, believe me. It was windy. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Ooh. A lot going on. Beats August. And you're like,
debatable. Weather-wise, that's debatable.
Oh, come on. You know what? A little ambiance, and there's a little swirl of snow in the air.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want, is a little swirl of snow while I'm sitting in the stands. I'm just hoping it stays dry tomorrow night. There's a chance of a shower.
Is it grass?
It is. Well, let's see. Kent Memorial
is it dust? Is it dust? If you get to this time of the year, dust becomes a big problem.
There's a few of those spots. So let's see. The single A game that we're talking about will be at Kemp. That's turf.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore is playing in Dubois. I think that's turf.
Yeah.
And Danville is grass.
Great. Okay. We're going to have on today Corey Geiger from the Altoona Mirror. We're also going to talk with Lindsay Schnell from Grantland and the Oregonian. She did a piece on Christian Hackenberg and the Hackenberg family. So that'll be in the 4:06 half hour. Corey will be in the 3:35 half hour. So we're looking forward to that coming up on the show today. A lot going on tomorrow. To the point where there's some things I think I'm gonna save to next week.
What do you always call Friday? The football frenzy? Is that what you've been calling Fridays?
No, it's the football festival.
Sorry.
Friday football festival.
That's what it was. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, we got playoff games coming up tomorrow. In fact, I pulled into a parking lot today, and obviously it must be a fan or a parent of one of the Jersey Shore football players. Their truck was there. Yeah, you know, and they were pretty happy, you know, based on all the markings all over the truck on the windows, they're pretty happy.
Well, listen, that is one fan base that is ecstatic. They did not bring a ton of people down to Shikellamy for the semifinal game, but they packed Harold Bullock Memorial Stadium last week in Selins Grove for that championship game. So it's nice to see, you know, we've always talked about Jersey Shore being on the cusp for so many years. It's nice to see them break into it and get something to really get excited about with that football program.
Yeah. Well, and that's great. And Southern Columbia is, I mean, look, they're the target for everybody.
They're the you show in single-A football.
Sure. No, they're the show in single-A football. You know, and these guys have a big tradition to uphold and so forth, but it's their own team, too. I mean, it's their own team. You know, you just can't walk out there and go, hey, yeah, we won all these state championships. Your team hadn't won any state championships yet, so go win one. So they got that. Old Forge, here's what I know about Old Forge. Every person from Old Forge always comes up to me and says, ever have Old Forge pizza? Ever have Old Forge pizza? I mean, over and over and over again.
It's true.
And they do. And the number of people, and the McGloins were really bad about this, too. Paul and Kathy McGloin, come on, Steve. You got to have Old Forge pizza. And they sent me to some place. Right? So I happen to be in Old Forge. And the Shrives, too. The Shrives tried to get me to go. I think the Shrives sent me to the same place. So I go in there, and I was going to order to go. I was going to nibble on it in the car on the way home. State police are like, don't do that. Okay, fine. I nibble on it in the car because it was late at night. And so the McGloins and the Shrives sent me to this place. So I go in there, and I sit down. And I said, hey, I'd like to order whatever. And it's done in a tray. So I order whatever. And a drink. And the guy looks at me, he says, drink's on the house. I saw it's awfully nice of you. He says, I listen to every game. Like, okay. Very cool.
Nice.
I'll accept that. I'll accept that. He said, you work with Kevin Herr, don't you?
Said, yeah, yeah, that's what it was.
They love you out there.
You know what? Of all the times you spent in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, and that was your first time with the pizza shop at Old Forge, I'm surprised.
I hadn't been through Old Forge. I've gone to, you know, obviously I've been through the Back Mountain area because I went to school for the first 2 years of Penn State Wilkes-Barre, but that's in Lehman. I lived for 2 years in Dallas. So it was the Back Mountain area. You know, Trucksville, Shavertown.
Old 118.
Right. I mean, all through that at Harvey's Lake and that whole area. I mean, Old Forge is further up, and if I wanted to go to Old Forge, I'd have to go back roads. Well, of course, I'd go down 309, get on the highway, and leave. You know, get on 81 and go. So I wouldn't go through Old Forge.
Well, if you're going to Harvey's Lake, it's Grotto's there. That's the stop.
Actually, the last time I was there, I gave the commencement address. At Penn State Wilkes-Barre. And I remember saying to the group there, I said, you know, Terry Pegula is giving the address today at Penn State Worthington Scranton. I said, they're getting money. I said, you only got me. Corey Geiger coming up next, then Lindsey Schnell on the Hackenberg family as we continue here. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Or you can go online to rewfinancial.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Thursday to you. Don't forget Bill O'Brien, 6:05 to 7 tonight, live from Damon's here in State College on the Penn State Football Show presented by Pepsi that you'll hear right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, which then leads into Saturday's showdown between the Nittany Lions and Nebraska at 3:30 at Beaver Stadium, around beginning at 2 o'clock. And then Sunday, there's basketball as well, with Penn State taking on Longwood Sunday. That'll be at 1 o'clock, and as Dick would say, post time, 12:30. Post time.
Do they sound the horn for that post time?
Post time, babe. he'll call me a Steve. What time is post time?
That's good. I like
it. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484, or you can go online to rewfinancial.com. It's the time when you really need to put your money and your trust in the same spot. Rick is that guy. At the same time, we're at the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. An important part of the valley for a long time. SMC, getting it done. Later in the show, in the 4 o'clock hour, Lindsay Schnell from Grantland and the Oregonian in Portland, she wrote an article on the Hackenberg family and his decision to commit to Penn State. And we will be talking with Lindsay here in about a half an hour or so. Right now, we bring in Corey Geiger. And Corey, welcome. It's great to have you with us. Not a lot going on right now, so we might as well just bag the segment.
That's good, Steve. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Let's start with, let's start with Jameis Winston. What's interesting is they're talking about, dealing with him as a big star in college football. He was redshirting last year. How careful does everyone have to be with this story step by step?
Sure, Steve. I think that's a good point because, who knows what the truth is. Two people probably know, Jameis Winston and the young lady probably know. Beyond that, everybody's just going to be speculating one way or another. The issue that I have, though, is because I've had a little bit of experience in my personal life dealing with some women who have been violated by men, and everything that you're hearing this woman say, and Jamel Hill painted this picture on Mike and Mike early this morning, everything you're hearing her say is our society. If a young woman is violated or claims to be violated, the whole system is set up to victimize her once again. And right. Her comments about the Tallahassee Police Department are absolutely, troubling and terrible. They are not a surprise, I'm sure, because that's probably what a lot of people come to expect whenever a woman makes an accusation that her life is going to be kind of thrown into a people once again. But if she was dissuaded in any way by the police in that area to go forward with this, then that in and of itself is unacceptable. Regardless of what Jameis Winston did or may not have done or whatever, you can't have law enforcement people telling young women not to come forward for fear of retaliation or fear of their lives being. That's just an unacceptable part of our society. We've got to get to a point where we believe these women and we don't victimize them once again.
Well, when I talk about step-by-step, Corey, I don't mean step-by-step for him. I mean, I think step-by-step for him and also step-by-step for her. I think it's just on both parties, step-by-step, because we're on the outside looking in.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Steve. When or any listener listening to this, when you heard it was a year ago, did everybody or did the vast majority of people in this country did a light not go off in their head? Oh, this is a money grab. She waited till he got famous, and now she's going to go for a money grab. That's the reality of the way we view things because it took so long. And that's why I think it's incredibly important, her statements that the police department basically persuaded her not to go forward with it. That's why apparently it ended up taking so long, because we're trained a little bit in this country to not necessarily believe the woman if it's a professional athlete or if it's somebody who is famous or could be famous, because what's their agenda going into the situation. So I'm sure that I'm not alone. I'm sure many people probably thought after a year, well, why is this coming out now when he's on the verge of maybe winning the Heisman Trophy? But the bottom line is, regardless if it was last week or last year, if we don't start putting credence into these women's claims, then women will just continue to stay silent, and that's a sad component of our society when we're dealing with this issue, is that so many women feel like they have to stay silent or else they'll be victimized again.
And then I'll answer your question as honestly as I can. Not one time have ever have the words money grab ever crossed my mind. The only thing that crossed
Seriously,
my mind was...
You never,
so not
you
one
never
time.
Thought
not
that, okay,
one
this
time.
Is pretty convenient that it's coming forward a year later?
I never once thought that. I never once thought. I don't know why I... Corey, I can't explain to you why I didn't, but not one time have I thought about the money part of it. I just, when I heard about it, I thought, wow. Why is it coming to light now? And I actually was more thinking about him, in terms of like, why is this stayed out of the news for a year? And I thought of it about, was somebody protecting him? That I think that's the first thing I thought of. And then I thought to myself, why is he being protected? Because he's nowhere near any money right now, because he's a redshirt freshman, so he's not even close to being eligible yet to go for the draft.
Come on, Steve. I never once thought about the money part. I think that's a very naive way to think about it. Because, and again, I want to be very clear here. We don't know the truth.
Let's be fair here now, Corey. You asked the question, okay? Don't call me naive because I didn't think it was a money grab. I'm actually thinking about her.
But this guy was on the verge.
You just went through this whole thing about we got to think about her. Well, I thought about her, and then you tell me I'm naive. You can't do that, Corey. You can't have it both ways. When somebody actually answers the question, answers it thoughtfully, you can't put down their answer when it actually matched up with the answer you started with.
Okay, Steve, we'll agree to disagree here, because I think everybody that I've spoken to over the past week all kind of had the same conclusion that, well, why is this coming out now? What is she out to get? What is her agenda in this situation? If you didn't feel that way, then good for you. But I think most people probably felt that there was some agenda that was in play here. And the point I'm trying to make is I wish we lived in a society where we didn't think that the woman had an agenda, that we would believe them, and we wouldn't necessarily. But that's not the society that we live in, unfortunately, especially when a year goes by and we don't hear it.
And I agree with that, so at least give me credit for thinking that way.
but you said you didn't.
I didn't think it was a money grab. That's my point. I haven't once thought it was a money grab. I'm just kind of like, it bothers me that it took a year to come out. I'd like to know why it took a year to come out, and I'm not thinking of it. I'm thinking about it actually, who's protecting him as to why it took a year to come out. That's what
That's
I was
the
thinking
bottom line.
About,
Nobody
not about money.
Nobody's protecting anybody if indeed some type of crime was committed. And we don't know. We don't know what he did or didn't do. But, yes, nobody should be protecting him because he's an athlete if that indeed is what's going on.
Right. That's the first thing I thought of when I heard it was a year. I'm thinking, a year? Who's protecting him? I mean, that's the first thing I thought of. Not about.
Well, apparently Police Department was protecting him, and lawyers were protecting. Yeah. Apparently, his lawyers knew about a lot of this stuff in February when they could go out and do a lot of their investigating in February. I mean, that's nine months ago. So obviously, people were out to try to protect him. Now, whether or not he asked or Florida State asked, I mean, we don't know. But to say just because he was a redshirt freshman, I think everybody pretty much knew that this kid was a potential superstar even when he was redshirting last year.
I never heard of him until he stepped on the field against Pitt. I never heard of him until he stepped on the field against Pitt.
They thought this guy was going to be a superstar. He was throwing 95 miles an hour on the baseball team last year. They thought that this kid was a star in the making.
Well, I'm happy for him, but, he's in a lot of trouble right now. Now, next part is A-Rod. You got to love the WFAN guys had the car there waiting for him to take him over to talk to Francesa yesterday.
I got to listen to a good bit of it, and I'll agree with what Colin Coward was saying earlier today. It just sounds like lawyer talk. We're going to dazzle you with misdirection, and we'll talk about Bud Selig, and we'll get all fired up that he doesn't show up, this and that. instead of just owning up to the truth. And to me, the truth in this whole situation is this guy's dirty. This guy's fishy. He's never wanted to own up to it. He wants to pull this same Rafael Palmeiro and Roger Clemens act of I never, and Ryan Braun right. act of I never did anything. And
Corey,
yeah,
this
doesn't want to live up to it. So
this one is absolutely the money grab. Okay, that's what this
there
is. This one is the money grab. Right? He wants his $25 million.
He's trying to protect his $35 million that he's going to lose if he ends up getting suspended.
You're darn right. You are darn right. Absolutely. This is all, Corey,
Steve,
this one is all about the cash. I don't want to hear about his legacy. His legacy is in the toilet, and he knows it. Unless he's more naive than I am. Okay.
Well, his legacy will be that of Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and Lance Armstrong. We'll all know the truth. I mean, you can look at the statistics, you can look at everything all you want, but we'll all know that he was dirty. But at the same time, so was a vast majority of the sport for a long period of time. So we're all probably history is going to view all of these people in the same light with a big degree of skepticism.
Right. No question. I think the storming out yesterday, pure opinion. I think it was pre-planned. I think they had planned that they were going to do this. They got the effect they wanted. Everybody's talking about it, but they're not talking about it in the way that he wants. Everybody still thinks it's a money grab and still thinks he's a fraud. So,
yeah,
his whole plan didn't work.
He's never been sincere. You never get the feeling that he's been honest through any part of this process.
No. Basketball, Penn State, after the loss to Bucknell, which we talked about last week, then they beat LaSalle this week.
Steve, I thought that was a really good win. You're talking about a team that came off a Sweet 16 that has a lot of upperclassmen experience. Look, I'm still worried about Penn State's defense. They're going to have to be able to stop people. But the offense is very good. You know, if they can outscore, I mean, sometimes you just have to outscore people 80-78 or 85
yeah.
to 81.
Yeah,
if your defense doesn't quite get up to speed. But I do think the defense will get better. And if they can keep being an efficient offense and you get anything like that from Donovan Jack and you continue to get contributions from Brandon Taylor and Ross Travis and others, because you know what you're going to get from Tim and DJ. But at some point, they're going to have to start playing some better defense. And I would expect that they will. As long as the offense keeps playing well, though, you know they're going to be an entertaining team to watch.
Corey, as always, thanks. Appreciate it. We will come back with more here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Corey felt bad about that exchange, to be honest with you. I got a text from him. he realized that I never once thought about a money grab for her. The first thing I thought was, wow, a year. Who the heck protected and held this back for a year at her expense? And in other words, because he went through this whole thing about how we need to think about women and so forth, and we can't automatically think things like that. And of course, then I tell him that's not what I thought. And he says, you're naive. And then he said, oh, wait a minute. That is exactly what I was telling everybody to think. And I said, yeah, I already think that way. And he realizes it now. It was just like in the heat of the moment. I said to him, Sal, it was good radio, though.
Absolutely.
That's what I said to him. It's good radio, good back and forth. But, yeah, he texted me, and he says, yeah. He says, I realized later. He says, actually, he says, you were taking up the attitude I was espousing. I said, yes. Because I never once thought that. I not want to. Until he actually brought it up in the show, what, 15 minutes ago? I had not once thought about that. Because when this happened, it was a year ago, and he was a true freshman who had never taken a snap in a game. In fact, they were getting ready for, what, the ACC championship game and then a bowl game. I mean, he was on the scout team. And now, they may have had high hopes about he's going to be a star, this, that, and the other thing. But it's kind of hard to think of anybody as a star when they're running the scout team, which is what he was doing a year ago. I mean, now he's a college football star. and obviously very talented. He's also in a lot of trouble right now, and this, and I not once thought about the money grab. That, oh, it's coming out now. She, evidently, she went to the hospital that night. So obviously she thought it was serious enough.
I didn't think money grab. I wondered why, as you did, it waited so long, why it took so long to come out.
And I was, my question was, you know, who's protecting him and why at her expense?
No, that's all. Exactly, that's exactly.
I think that's a legitimate question. That's not looking at her and saying, oh, what are you doing? What are you coming out for? What are you looking for? You're looking for some cash? I never once thought that. And maybe I am naive. I never once thought that till he brought it up on the show. It's the first time it even crossed my mind. Now, I actually think that's a good thing that I think that way. Maybe it's not cynical enough.
Well, the one thing that I wondered is why this particular moment? You know, why, like you said, it's been over a year, but why this particular moment? Is it because the Heisman's coming up, the voting?
Well, somebody found out about it. I don't think she didn't come out and do this. I think somebody found out.
No, I just wondered why. I wondered how this came about now. That's what I was trying to find out. I wasn't alleging anything.
Yeah. I think the Tampa Tribune brought it out. Now, I'm trying to piece. This is a little piecemeal, everybody, so I apologize for the piecemeal nature of this. Usually when I answer questions like this, I'm pretty confident about where X, Y, and Z fit in. But I guess the way I understand this, the Tampa Tribune found out about it. How they got the information, I don't know. Now this has been vaulted to the front. For Jimbo Fisher, what do you do? What do you do? Do you suspend him until it's settled? Do you presume innocence until proven guilty and let him play? What do you do?
I think you have to go with the innocent until proven guilty part for right now. I mean, that's the way this whole society is set up to be.
That's the way idealistically it's supposed to be.
Okay. Excellent. Idealistically is the key word there, right?
I mean, you know, we've watched things play out here over the last 2 years, and at the moment, certain narratives have changed around here in 2 years.
Well, okay? I would hope sooner or later we would learn a lesson.
You know, did she not want it to come out in public? Could be. I mean, that would mean that she's not the source of this. And for him, who knows? For Jimbo, now the Jimbo Fisher decision is ancillary to all of this. If something happened, okay, that should be the primary focus. Ancillary to that are decisions Jimbo Fisher has to make. And what do you do? Do you suspend him until you have more facts? Or do you play him saying we're waiting for more facts?
Go ahead, finish your thought.
And I'm going to say the worst thing that anybody could do right now is to release her name.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's the worst thing anybody could do right now is release her name. She didn't want this out in public to begin with.
I right now like the conversation you had about A-Rod. I think that's an interesting topic right now.
I'm telling you right now, it's only my opinion. I think they staged the whole thing. And didn't get the pub they wanted because people look at him and go, you staged it, you're a fraud.